with white because wings.
Kennel flies. Yeah, what we always called them.
Now how about those things that will lay their eggs in your clothing?
That's moths.
Uh-huh.
Then they'll hatch out, you know, and they'll eat holes in your clothes too.
They would?
Oh yeah, wool especially.
Well, now, those eggs, now when one of those eggs hatches, would it hatch into a...
Yeah, what they call a little grub, I think, at first, you know, and then it kind of material, like, you know, into a...
Into a fly,
something like a little butterfly moth.
Oh, I see. So that worm would turn
into...
How about those things that fly around at night with the light in its tail?
Lightning bug.
Lightning bug.
Yeah, I saw one the other night out at the window. I just thought, well, the Lord made lots of different things.
That's right. You can make something like
people
that.
To make something.
If you're out in the dark or walking, you're lost down and be glad to see one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Like a little light.
Yeah, it just flies just like a flashlight right there at the window. And I just sat and looked out there at it. And I just thought, well, how pretty it was.
Another kind of insect that you'll see around a pond, now it's got kind of a long, thin body, and it's got two pairs of wings. Sometimes people say it's a sign that there's snakes around.
It wouldn't be what's called crawfish, would it? Crawfish don't have wings,
no,
they have a lot of legs.
This is something that'd be up, flying up around a pond, like when you go fishing.
Is it a hummingbird?
It's smaller than a hummingbird.
Yeah, it's smaller than a hummingbird.
A little insect. And some people say that they feed snakes or that they eat mosquitoes and stuff. Ever heard of anything called a snake doctor?
Yeah, they've got a long bill. Yeah, long legs. Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, that's what we call snake. You've seen them, Lucy, around ponds and things.
A snake doctor?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of anything called a mosquito hawk?
Well, seem like I've heard of it. They are bigger than just a regular mosquito, I believe.
Oh, uh-huh.
I believe they are.
Have you ever heard that they say those snake doctors would feed the snakes? Or?
No, I've never heard of that.
Now, as far as things that might sting you, that you have to be careful, you know, they might sting you, what would be some stinging type thing?
Oh, wasps is one thing.
Yellow jacket. And bumblebees.
Lots of things
that
sting you.
What?
Now, regular, those old, you know, the two, three kind of wasps, what we call the little guinea wasps. They are striped, yellow.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah. Oh, no, I didn't know that there was more than one kind.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then there's some of them big old red wasps. And probably still sting me, they'd have to carry me to the hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of my friends, there's a nest right up over my washing machine out there that I did when I was washing last week. And I had on a shirt, but it must just stung me a little bit right here on my arm, you know. And then my arm just turned red and just as hard. And then that night it got to itching, but I put some camphor phenique on it, and next morning it's gone away. But them big old red ones, a lot of people's allergic to them, you know. They have to take shots for wasp stings.
What about hornets? Do they have those?
Oh, they're bad.
Oh, yeah, they're sad.
Hornets
stand
just here.
Yeah, my husband, Albert, he's mowing hay up there, and the mule horse got into a hornet's nest.
Oh.
Turned the mower over, and he fell somewhere and hurt his hip is blue.
That's awful.
Just black. It wasn't having to kill him.
Oh, I know it. That's terrible.
It's terrible. But anyway, he's been tough all his life. Stand more hops and bumps.
What about those things that will build their nest out of